In just a moment, Autolite presents Suspense, starring Margaret O'Brien.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh.
Why, Hap, that's not the way to sing hurrah for Thanksgiving Day.
What are you telling me, Harlow Wilcox?
No, Hap. This is the way it goes today. Over the river and through the woods and never mind the snow. Grandpa is happy with his jalopy. His battery's never low. Over the river and through the woods, blow high, ye winds, blow low. The car's as snappy as Grandma and Pappy with an Autolite Stayful, you know.
But Harlow,
why, you see, Hap, Autolite Stayful batteries have changed a lot of things today.
Harlow, isn't anything sacred anymore? It's Thanksgiving Day. Let's listen to Margaret O'Brien on Suspense.
And I was watching. And Mama said to me, "Good heavens, I forgot. Your Aunt Cynthia's made some cranberry relish for us. Run over and get it, Margaret, so her feelings aren't hurt. And hurry, this turkey's down to a turn." So I ran to Aunt Cynthia. And on the way back, I took a shortcut to Mr. Corey's lot. It's a big lot. More like the side of a hill that slides down to Monument Creek. It's a swell place to play Indians and cowboys, or explorers are hunting for treasures, because tucks them all kinds of stuff there. Loads of dirt and junk, and even big things like old cars and big pipes and chunks of concrete. So this day, coming back from Aunt Cynthia's, I saw that a lot of new junk and dirt had been dumped there since Saturday. They'd even covered up our swell big concrete pipe that us kids called our fort. Covered it clear off. I was looking around to see where it used to be when, all of a sudden, I stopped and listened. The sound was coming up out of the ground. The woman was buried under the jumping dirt and grass. She was screaming all wild and horrible for somebody to dig her out. I started to run. I fell down and got up and ran some more.
I told you not to slam the door. Is that the letter?
Listen, Mama. There's a screaming woman in the loft.
Wash your hands, Margaret.
She's screaming and screaming and screaming. Mama, listen to me. We've got to dig her out. She's buried under tons and tons of dirt.
I'm sure she can wait till after dinner. Oh, next year, I swear I'm going to buy a bigger platter.
Mama, don't you believe me? You've got to believe me.
Margaret, I've got a million things to do. Good gosh, look at you. How did you get your knees so dirty?
But when he got to Nevada...
Never mind. Go and tell your dad we're about to eat. He's in the front room reading his paper.
Yes, Mama. Daddy! Oh, Daddy, I've got to tell you something.
Getting hungry, baby?
Daddy, there's a screaming woman in the loft.
I never knew a woman who didn't. Well, that's
turkey. We've got to take some troubles and dig her up. Like when the Egyptian mummy. Oh, Daddy!
I don't feel much like an archaeologist today, Margaret. I can't think of anything but food. Let's have an expedition next Sunday and dig her up.
But we can't wait that long. Oh, Daddy, you'll die if we don't do it now. I'll give you some money.
Oh, so it's a business proposition. Well, how much do you pay by the hour?
I got $5. It took me a year to save.
Send me a foot. You know I'm cut.
Oh, but Daddy,
you want me to play with you, and you're willing to pay me for my time. Why, dear, you're shaking. Calm down.
Oh, Daddy, please.
After our Thanksgiving dinner, I'll come out and listen to your screaming.
Oh, but...
How's that?
Oh, no, now, Daddy. Maybe she'll die if you don't come out now. Oh, you've got to come now.
Margaret.
If you believe me, you wouldn't wait. You never believe me. Mama doesn't believe me. Nobody believes me.
Quiet down right this minute.
Oh.
I not only won't go with you, but you go to your room and stay in without your Thanksgiving dinner. Now, is that clear?
Yes, sir. It's clear. spoons move slow. And Dad's cheek muscles move slow when he chews. Oh, try to make things faster.
Margaret, you heard your mother now. Don't eat so fast.
But, Daddy, the same woman, we've got to hurry.
My dear young lady, this is Thanksgiving dinner, an occasion when we do not hurry. I intend to eat four or five helpings of everything until I can't eat any more. And I'm going to make an extra effort and find room for pumpkin pie, some walnuts, stuffed dates.
Oh, please, please, Daddy.
Don't trust me anymore. If you mention her again, this screaming what-this, I won't go out with you to hear her recital at all. Understood?
Yes, sir. It's understood. I wanted to yell. Oh, please, what? With the sun shining down, all alone with nobody to hear or to help her. But the screaming woman, I could hear in my mind screaming. Mom and Daddy couldn't hear. They just kept on eating and talking.
Well, now that I can be thankful for a full stomach, I guess we should consider what other things we have to be thankful for,
Well, we're all healthy. Prices are sky high, but we're not in debt. Mm. Yet.
Those are mundane things, my dear. I'm thankful for my big daughter. Right, Puss?
Yes, Dad.
And for my loving wife, who is still the most romantic woman I know.
Oh, silly.
But I'm thankful I didn't marry somebody else.
I nearly married Dora Lampell. Even gave her a ring.
No, I never meant anything. No one... No. You're the only one who's been a serious competitor since we were all kids.
Oh?
There's only one. One other. Helen Nesbitt.
Oh.
Yeah, Helen was my first love. When she was about as old as Margaret, I gave her a present one Christmas, and she gave me one. I still have it.
Oh, that paperweight on your desk.
Mm-hmm. Funny how we hang on to things that were important when we were kids.
Daddy.
Just a little longer, boy. Warm up my coffee, will you, dear?
You know what I'm thankful for, dear? Seriously. That we stayed here in the same town where we grew up. Here you are, dear.
Thank you.
The same friends. Even the same street. Oh, it's been a peaceful life. Not very exciting, but Daddy...
Margaret finds it pretty exciting.
Yes. You better take her out to the lot before she collapses.
Your screaming woman. Lead me to her.
Over here, where our fort used to be.
Fort?
It's a big concrete pump. It's all covered up now.
Oh, Kelly's really getting this lock filled in. All right, where's the lady?
Right about here, Daddy. Listen.
Don't hear a thing. Except the wind. Better button up your sweater, folks.
Listen.
Well, that's the trolley over on Aspen Street. Like the Dolans are starting out for a drive. Well, I guess your screaming woman has let you down, Push.
But she was here, Daddy. Right under here where they dumped all the dirt. I heard her screaming and screaming like she was underneath the fort. Somebody dumped tons and tons right on top of our fort.
Yeah, too bad they buried your fort, Margaret. I saw two of Kelly's big trucks back in here last evening. There was a dump truck in there this morning, too.
It isn't because they covered the fort.
That must be your screaming woman doesn't like grown-ups. Only delivers her solo for kids, I guess.
Maybe she can't scream anymore.
Well, I'm going back and take a nap. Let my dinner settle.
Well, aren't you going to help me, Dick?
Now, listen, my dear. Don't you think this is a sort of a silly game?
But it's not a game.
Now, don't stay too long, dear. Mama probably would like some help with those dishes.
Daddy! Daddy! I know I heard a scream. I know it. Oh, darn, darn, darn.
Oh,
you're there. You're still there. Hey, screaming woman. Oh, why did you scream before? Why didn't you scream so Daddy could hear you? Don't just scream for me. I can't have you all by myself.
Oh, hey.
Let me feel your head.
Please, Dad.
Why, you've got a fever. You're going to lie down, young lady.
We can't leave it down there, Dad. We just can't.
Come on into your room. That's right.
It's awful, Dad. It's awful for her to be screaming and nobody listening. Nobody can.
Lie down, folks. Lie down. Now, come on.
She'll jump with her if there's any more air and she'll die.
Now, you're going to lie down the rest of the afternoon before you make yourself sick.
Well, I've got to dig. I've got to dig her up.
Those comic books you read. Now, I forbid you to leave the house. Close your eyes now and take a nap. That's my good girl.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Bringing you Miss Margaret O'Brien in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
Oh, I have a hunch you're going to give me another Autolite Stay Full Battery Thanksgiving song.
No, not me, Haps.
No?
No, sorry. By Cornelius, I'm going to tell a Thanksgiving story. It's a fable.
It couldn't be anything else if you told it.
Now, listen to this, my trigger-tongue trooper. Last year at this time, my car called me out to the garage. Quite a car, too, Hap. Once a year, she overhauls me.
Wow, and on Thanksgiving Day, too.
Hello, she said. I have an empty feeling, and I'm so confounded thirsty all the time, I think you ought to do something about it. I'd like to end up Thanksgiving Day with that fine, full feeling that lulls you to sleep as soon as the mince pie disappears. Well, how, my pretty, says I, can all this be accomplished? Easy, she chimes. I need to switch to an Autolite Stay Full battery. Why, with an Autolite Stay Full battery, I'll never be thirsty. And if you use me normally, I'll need only 3 drinks a year. And what's more, with the oversized electrical capacity and fiberglass insulation of that Autolite Stay Full battery, I'll have more power, stay lively longer, and save you time, trouble, work, and worry. And Harlow, for a fellow as lazy as you are, think what all this means. Well, when she came up with all those points in my favor, I hurried, I hastened, I hurtled till I was exhausted. And by Christopher, I got an Autolite Stay Full battery and gave it to Clarissa. I call my car Clarissa. Thanksgiving morning. We took a spin, and I could tell she was happier than a penguin with skis.
Sounds like Harlow in Wonderland. Well, now, let's get back to Margaret O'Brien and the Screaming Woman.
And now, Autolite brings back to a Hollywood soundstage Miss Margaret O'Brien as Margaret in The Screaming Woman. A tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
The lot where that woman was screaming. So I was locked in. I tied a sheet to the bed and let it out the window and shimmy down to the ground. Then I ran to the garage and got shovels and ran to the empty lot. The sun was almost down and it was getting cold. I started to dig fast.
Hiya, Maggie.
It was Dickie Smith, who was 10 years old, the same as me. He goes to my school.
What's he digging for?
For a screaming woman. She's down in the ground and I'm going to dig her up. You can help me dig, Dickie. There's an extra shovel.
I don't hear nothing. I don't dig unless I hear a scream.
Then listen.
I don't hear nothing.
Just wait. You will. Dear, did you hear it?
Hey, that's okay. Do it again.
Do what again?
A scream. Do it again.
Go on. I'll give you this bag and you can teach me to do it. Hot dog, did you get that big Philocris book by Diane from that magic company? You got one of those 10 things in your mouth? I won't tell unless you help me dig.
Okay, small. Give me the shovel.
Hot dog. And you got to dig fast. And I'll fix it. What? You see, right on the feet. You, what? Maggie?
Say, what's the screaming woman's name? You must have made her up a name.
Oh, sure. Her name is Wilma Swagger. And she's a rich old lady, 160 years old. And she was buried by a crook named Spike. Come on, Dippy, dig.
Oh.
Harry here.
Well, sure, you said so, Maggie.
Oh, don't you believe me? I wasn't throwing my voice. Come back, Dippy.
Okay, but I'm getting tired of digging.
Now, look, Dippy. I'll go way over here. And then you listen.
Okay.
Listen.
Hey, there really is a woman here.
That's what I told you.
Well, come on, let's dig.
How's she breathing, do you think?
I think she's in the fort. Remember?
Sure. That's where she must be. Whatever six of the kids could get in it so it's big enough.
I sure hope it isn't just a radio or something.
Well, a radio would be nice, too.
Here, here. What do you kids think you're doing?
Oh, hello, Mr. Kelly.
I'm tired of chasing you out of this lot. If one of you gets hurt, maybe your folks will sue me.
But, Mr. Kelly, there's a woman screaming.
You kid, did you hear?
Yes, sir. But listen, Mr. Kelly, don't you hear her?
I don't hear that thing, and neither do you. Now, beat it.
Come on, Maggie. Mr. Kelly, somebody's got to dig up.
Don't argue with me, or I'll call your folks. This is my property. Do I have to put up a fence? Why should I spend money to keep people off my own property?
It's him. He's the one.
Huh?
He murdered Mrs. Kelly. He hit her on the head and stuck her in the fort and dumped loads of dirt on top. She wasn't dead. She came too. Are you Tom? He stood right there when she screamed and wouldn't pay any attention.
Hey, that's right.
He stood right there and lied to her.
Well, we do, Maggie. There's only one thing to do. Go phone the police and tell them to come and arrest Mr. Kelly.
That's all.
just when I came to the nest this house. The house was quiet like nobody was home. But I saw a dim, spooky light inside coming. So I just kept knocking, knocking. Oh.
What do you want?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Nesbitt. I only wanted to see Mrs. Nesbitt.
She's not here. She's gone to the store.
At night? Besides, it's closed today, I think.
The drugstore down on Clark Street.
Oh, well, then she ought to be back pretty quick. I'll come in and wait.
Hey, wait a minute.
I'll just sit down here and wait. I sure like this rocking chair. Go right ahead and do whatever you were doing, Mr. Nesbitt.
I wasn't doing anything.
Oh, looks like you were packing or something, with all those boxes and trunks around. Going away?
No, Helen's been sorting things out, getting rid of a lot of stuff.
Oh, burning it up in the fireplace.
Yeah, that's right.
Dad always burns our junk out in the alley. Clothes smell awful when they burn.
Look here, Helen may have gone on from the store to visit a friend.
Well, if she doesn't come back soon, I'll leave.
Yeah, I'll tell her you were here. What do you want to see her about?
Oh, nothing much. Hey, that's too bad.
What?
I guess you lost the key to that box. You had to break the lock.
No, it was broken already. Yeah, I bet you folks don't know where you are, kid.
No, sir. They think I'm in bed. What friend did Mrs. Nesbitt go to visit?
Oh, I don't know what... I mean, hey, look, kid, I ought to tell you, she won't be back tonight.
Oh?
No. She went to the store, like I said, but... She was going from there over to Beechwood to visit her mother on a bus. She'd be gone 2 or 3 days.
Oh, that's a shame.
Why?
Well, Mama was expecting Mrs. Nesbitt to come over tomorrow. Maybe to stay.
You better not tell your mother. You see, it's kind of secret about Helen going away. She doesn't want people to know for a while.
Oh.
You know how to keep a secret, kid?
I guess so.
I'll give you something for not telling. I'll give you a reward. Let's see. Hey, here's something for a kid. A doll.
A doll?
Yeah. Helen was going to give it to you. I heard her say when she was sorting the stuff, she said, I'll give this to the little Leary girl.
Mrs. Nesbitt always calls me Margaret.
Well, sure, that's what she said. Margaret. It's quite a doll. Old-fashioned. It's made of leather. Face is china or something, see?
Mm-hmm. Thank you,
Mrs. We're not saying anything about Helen being gone, understand? Now, come on. I'll snap on the porch light.
Mr. Nesbitt, did you finish your driveway?
What do you mean?
Did you get all the dirt hauled off to make it smooth?
Sure. Sure. Now, come on.
I saw your dump truck in the lot this morning and...
What do you mean? Were you in the lot this morning?
No, I was at home. I looked out the window. Please, Mr. Nesbitt, let go of my arm.
You folks playing out there today? Aren't I?
Oh, don't. That hurts. I wasn't playing. It's no fun now with our fort all covered up.
The fort? What's that?
Nothing. Nothing, Mr. Nesbitt.
Tell me what you're talking about.
Nothing but that old concrete pipe.
You know something. That's why you came here. You've been snooping around that block and you're firing on something. What do you
know? I don't know anything. Let me go, Mr. Nesbitt.
Helen said she wanted to throw it away.
Helen said to throw it away?
He's lying, Dad. He gave it to me so I wouldn't tell about it. It was locked up in a box. He didn't have the key. He broke it open.
This is a high strike kid, Leary. All the stuff you're telling me.
He's lying, Dad.
Yes, he is lying. Why are you lying, Charlie?
Lying?
How do you get that? Helen never let you have that doll. It was locked up. It was a present I gave her a long time ago. She wouldn't throw it away anymore, and I'd throw away the paperweight she gave me. Why are you lying, Charlie?
I'm not. Don't look at me that way, Leary. As God is my witness, I...
That is the screaming woman.
As God is your witness.
Leary, don't!
No, no.
Digging you up.
Hey, that's swell. Hot dog.
And you know what else, Dippy? They're going to uncover our fort again. Oh, Dippy, wasn't it a keen Thanksgiving?
Just a moment.
Oh, that Autolite Steeple battery fable wasn't bad, coming from a fairly fabulous river.
Ah, but you haven't heard all of it, Hap. Why, by Cornelius, Clarissa, that's my car, spoke to me again this morning. Thanks to you, she said, and that Autolite Steeple battery, this has been the happiest year of my life. Why, even these cruel, cold mornings, I've got that Autolite pep, that Steeple battery get up and go. Well, Clarissa, I says to my gas buggy, you're the queen of the May, the last with the delicate air, and the pride of Wilcox Alley all in one. What do you want now, my Thanksgiving precious? And she says, just to go to sleep out in the garage once again. Production was under the direction of Anton M. Leader. In the coming weeks, Suspense will present such stars as Rosalind Russell, James Cagney, Ronald Coleman, William Bendix, and many others. Make it a point to listen each Thursday to Suspense, radio's outstanding theater of thrills. And next Thursday, same time, hear Claude Rains and Vincent Price in the hands of Mr. Ottermole.
This is the Autolite Suspense Show, signing off. Good night. Switch to Autolite.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.